Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama's efforts to secure an Asia-Pacific free trade agreement faces a key test today when the House of Representatives votes whether to extend crucial fast-track negotiating authority to the White House. Fast-track would allow the White House to negotiate the 12-nation Asian trade pact and others like it without letting Congress make any changes in the deals when they come up for approval or rejection. An American labor union says hackers are now in possession of sensitive personnel information on all federal employees here in the United States following a major cyber intrusion that U.S. officials say originated in China. U.S. government agency, which was hacked, said last week as many as 4 million current and former federal employees may have been affected by the hacking in what is the most extensive breach of government personnel data in years. Swiss and Austrian authorities say they are investigating whether sophisticated cyber attacks have been launched to spy inside the negotiations world powers are conducting with Iran over its nuclear program. Tehran wants crippling economic sanctions imposed by the West and the United Nations lifted in exchange for agreeing to nuclear restrictions. Youth vigilantes in northern Nigeria say Boko Haram militants have burned villages, killed 37 people near the insurgent stronghold in the Sambisa forest. On Thursday, officials from Niger, Nigeria, Chad, Cameroon, and Benin met to discuss a proposed joint force to fight Boko Haram. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said his government should command the task force. This is VOA News. Pakistan has closed down the offices of the international aid agency Save the Children, accusing the organization of involvement in anti-Pakistan activities. The group said they strongly object to the action. South Korea has reported its 11th death from the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or often called MERS, amid hopes that the outbreak has peaked. Ministry of Health and Welfare also reported 4 new cases of the virus, bringing the total number of known infections to 126 since the outbreak was discovered on May 20th. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Samantha Power delivered a tough attack on Russia during a speech in Kiev, Ukraine, Thursday. We get more now from VOA's Robert Rafael.
During her speech Thursday, Power pledged the United States would remain strong against Russian aggression.
If Russia continues to disregard the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine, and if Russia continues to violate the rules upon which international peace and security rest, then the United States will continue to raise the costs on Russia.
Power said the Kremlin launched the war in Ukraine 14 months ago to weaken the Ukrainian government, then engaged in a propaganda campaign at venues such as the UN Security Council in an effort to disguise its true intentions. Russian President Vladimir Putin denies sending military forces into eastern Ukraine. Robert Rafael, VOA News, Washington.
International Monetary Fund is reporting no progress between Greece and its European creditors on a deal needed to unlock another $8.2 billion in bailout funding ahead of a June 30th deadline. European Union President Donald Tusk says a meeting is scheduled for next week in Luxembourg will be crucial.
We need decisions, not negotiations now. And it's my opinion that the Greek government has to be, I think, a little bit more realistic.
Without a deal, Greece could be forced out of the eurozone, abandoning its use of the common euro currency. United States became the world's largest oil producer in 2014, according to a report by BP Energy. BP economist Spencer Dale credits the shale revolution for a surge in American oil production that helped U.S. producers leapfrog over Saudi Arabia.
At its height last year, more than 1,800 rigs were operating in major U.S. oil and gas plays, drilling around 40,000 new wells.
The production surge comes as energy demand grew less than 1%, the weakest rate since the year 2009. You can get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.